everyone, and welcome to Those Forking Fangirls, where we talk all things nerdy book, TV, movie, pop culture, fandoms, and how they integrate into our adult lives. I am Natasha.
And I am Christine.
And today we have two very special guests, our brothers! they were not. Only Alex was waving on the YouTube channel. Welcome to our brother episode. I think this is one of the episodes that we like had first even
talked
thought
about doing.
like we must have them on. So welcome Christine's brother Paul and my twin brother Alex.
Hello. Hey, thank you for having us on.
Yeah, so Paul's in from New Jersey today, and can you give us a little intro of who you are, how old you are, what your favorite fandoms are, and what your first fandoms were?
I'm 23 years old. You already said where I'm from. I'm Christine's brother. Just a little background. And my favorite fandoms, I guess, go-to would be like Harry Potter, Star Wars. I kind of like Lord of the Rings, not as much, though. But my first ever is definitely Star Wars. I remember, like, in kindergarten, just being exposed to it, and it was like, that's my thing for, like, the next 10 years.
Nice. What about you, Alex? Intro yourself. How old are you? First fandoms. Favorite fandoms.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex, Natasha's brother. If you know Natasha's age, you probably know my age. I was actually a nerd before Natasha was, falling in love with Star Wars at like a super young age. And it's still Star Wars, maybe Lord of the Rings now. But
Nice. All right. Well, we're really excited to have you on. We're going to have a really fun sibling discussion, and we're going to do a speed round to get to know our brothers better, basically for y'all to get to know our brothers better.
I feel like more people know Paul because you do the siblings tag, and like,
I do.
Not a lot of, because I don't know if you know this, but Christine Alex does these like yearly videos with her and Paul and Olivia.
I've seen some of those.
Oh yeah, they're hilarious. They're hilarious. But we have never done anything like that before.
No, well, you did one once where you did your favorite movies, and it was so exciting. So I was like, oh, we get to see who Alex is today. But this is a different medium almost. And I feel like you get to know people differently through a podcast because the answers, the questions are kind of different and such. So
yeah, it's more laid back.
Yeah. But before we get into that, we're going to roll into Snap, Crackle, Pop Culture news. And it looks like no one has any news except me.
Well, wait, what happened to yours?
I think I did put something.
Wait, did you? I thought I just deleted my parentheses.
No, you deleted his.
Oh my God.
It's okay. I remember what it was.
Okay, what was it, Alex? Tell us your news.
Okay, I'll go first. Asteroid City. By Wes Anderson. The trailer just dropped. It looks amazing.
What is Asteroid City?
It's a Wes Anderson movie. So he did Grand Budapest Hotel many others. Yeah. And it star-studded cast. It just looks hilarious. I can't wait for that.
Who's some of the cast that were in it?
We got Tom Hanks, Margot Robbie, Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, shit.
So many others I couldn't think of.
Just every time you turn, there was a new big star. So
that's it. Looks fun. Is fun, and sometimes it's like that movie that we just watched, Babylon.
Right,
you like that movie?
You know what? I only watched the first 20 minutes. I'm judging before it actually turned into a movie, so I shouldn't be talking. All right. Well, my news is the same as the last episode. Because Better Together, my second novel, is about to come out in paperback April 11th, and I'm doing two in-person events, so I just want to make sure that everyone knows that they're happening and that the book's coming out, and you can pre-order it in the link in the show notes, and it has a new cover and a new bonus chapter, and I am going to be doing an event in LA on April 15th, moderated by Taya Miller, and it is at Annabelle's Book Club at 2 p.m. And then on April 16th, Natasha and I are going to be in Boise, Idaho, doing an event at the Boise Barnes & Noble at 4 p.m. And if y'all are in the area, please come out. We're going to have a fun time. And I will be celebrating Better Together, but having really fun discussion and hanging out. It's going to be great. And yes, that's at 4 p.m. on April 16th. Yeah, look at it. It's so pretty. You can't see it if you're listening to the podcast.
They can Google it. Or they can go to ChristineRiccio.com.
Christine, it's a blue, like a deep blue gradient with gold, like gold dust on it. And there's a heart in the middle and two airplanes crossing paths. And they're crossing in the path of a heart. Beautiful times.
What's your elevator pitch?
Oh yeah, my elevator pitch, if you don't know what the book's about. It's basically, this is my little comp now, the Parent Trap twins, they're like in their early 20s, imagine, and they're living the holiday where they like kind of swap lives because they're having a really shitty time in their own life with their own problems and they need a break from them. So they switch lives for 2 weeks, and it's a time. It's really fun. Lots of comedy. One of them is an aspiring comedian. The other one was an aspiring ballerina, but she's injured. So she's dealing with, like, what do I do with my life now? yeah, so we're going to roll right on into our main discussion now. But before we do, we want to take a second to thank the patrons and thank you who aren't a patron. Thank everyone for listening to the pod. If you haven't yet, you can follow the pod for free on your favorite podcast app. So you make sure that it comes, you get a notification every week when it comes out. And you can follow for free on our YouTube channel to watch the visual version. We have a visual version if you don't know, or you can see us and comment and all that jazz. And you can click the subscribe button for free. And if you're interested in supporting the show in a bigger way, you could become a patron. We've got all sorts of tiers. We've got our big perk, which is Fangirl Tea Time every single week, a half an hour extra show that's more personal and just a little deeper.
Yes.
A little deeper.
And you can join us on our live streams here.
Yes. You can join us on the live stream during the show every week, interact as we're recording, and it's a lot of fun.
It's a good time. But all right, so we are going to move into our main discussion. So today, Alex and I are going to be interviewing Christine and Paul, and then Christine and Paul are going to be interviewing us. But first, we have some unhinged questions that Christine put down. Alex was like answering them last night, and I'm like, this is just Christine's way, okay?
Hello, excuse
completely
me.
Completely unhinged.
It's a lightning round. Okay, so it's supposed to be lightning. So let's think of an order. So Paul, do you want to answer first since your names are first at the most of these? And Alex, answer right after. Does that sound good? And I'll stop y'all if we need to discuss.
And be quick.
Okay.
That's why I just gave them an order of answering. All right, lightning round. Here we go. Ready? Favorite vegetable?
Broccoli.
Asparagus.
That was the slowest lightning response ever.
I think we're a little delayed.
Okay.
It was quick for us.
Okay, it was the delay. Sorry, I didn't mean to burn when it was just the delay. Okay, next question. Here we go. Favorite Disney movie?
Pixar, live action, animation? Different answers for all three.
That's not an answer. I went with the same vein. Animated Tarzan, Pixar Ratatouille, live action Pirates, Disney Princess, Tangled.
Ooh.
For me, it's Toy Story 2, either Pirates or Heavyweights, Hercules, Mulan.
All right. That was a lot to unpack, so just like give us a second to process.
You asked for lightning. You get lightning, you're like, whoa, slow it down.
When you have four answers at once, it's like, what are you even saying? So you both put down pirates. That's also one of my favorites. I think we, Natasha, is that in your favorites? Yeah, if you wrote them too? Yeah.
Unanimous.
As far as like Disney adventure, like that's my number one, but like Disney family fun live action, like Heavyweights is my go-to.
Hercules.
Wait, Heavyweights, is that the one with Ben Stiller?
Yes.
Oh, I love it. That movie.
It's
that
so funny.
Yes.
Never seen it.
Great cinematography.
It didn't age well, but it's still very good.
All right. Ready? Here we go. If you were a dog, what would your name be?
Paul.
Sitka.
100 years from now, do you think cars will fly?
No.
They kind of already do.
Elaborate. Oh, but. So you're talking about airplanes?
There's a button in all of our cars. Nobody knows it. No. I don't know. There's like drones and stuff, like man drones, you know, that it's kind of like a hover car.
But do you have one?
No.
Yeah. I don't think everybody will ever have one, but
maybe in like 200 years.
Maybe.
All right. Maybe. What's your favorite type of toothpaste?
I like to keep my personal life private.
Crest 3D.
Okay. Listen. When Alex was answering this last night, he's like, it's Sensodyne, but I don't want to say that because it makes me sound old.
Fine.
We both use Sensodyne. It's fine.
Sensodyne is great, everyone.
Here we go. Favorite gaming system?
GameCube or Xbox?
Xbox.
All right. We're going to switch now. Alex goes first.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
I did it on purpose so that I'd mix it up. Okay. How old were you when you learned about Santa?
I don't really remember. I found out before Natasha, though. That's all I do remember.
Oh, I was like 9. I remember just thinking, like, this isn't possible.
I just don't understand. It was such, like, a profound memory that I remember exactly where I was, how it happened, and how it went down. But he doesn't remember it at all.
Do you want to describe it?
I was sitting in my mom's bedroom, and I was being snotty, and I was like, well, Santa gave me this and you guys have it. And then my mom just got so pissed off. I think we were 12. I was 12. And she was just like, you know what? Santa isn't real.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You were older.
Because I wanted to believe in Santa.
Yeah, and I'm so an
optimist.
Well,
I'm very optimist too. I feel that. I wanted to believe it so bad, but I was just like, I don't know how this could actually happen. Like, we have planes and stuff, you know?
I know. I wanted to believe it so bad, too. But I would stay up all night so excited for Santa. And I'd get up at, like, 4 a.m. to go look. So I got up at 3 a.m. once. Because I was like, oh, my God, he must have come already. He must have. And I looked over the balcony, and it was fourth grade, so I was 9. And I saw my mom putting presents under the tree.
That's and so I was terrible.
Like, I was like, no.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, I ran back into the room, and I was like, I'm going to pretend that didn't happen. I'm going to pretend that didn't happen. And then when I was 11... No, I mean, like, I knew. It was, like, a spoiler, and I didn't want it to be spoiled, you know? And I pretended I didn't. And then when I was 11, my dad brought me in the basement. He's like, I gotta tell you something important. And I was like, what? And he was like, Santa isn't real. It's embarrassing that you still believe in him. I need you to know. Oh, no.
On the other hand, Natasha was completely terrified of Santa.
So scared of Santa. I was, like shaking in my bed. I wanted him to come and give me gifts, but I was also terrified of this strange man in my house. And I remember one morning I woke up and there were the stockings at the like at the foot of our beds, and I was like, oh, Santa was in our room.
Our parents had our neighbor like put sleigh bells, and they attached it like to some kind of pole, and then they put it above Natasha's room, like on the roof. And Natasha, I just remember screaming her head off, and she was like calling for mom, like, Santa's on our roof right now. I don't want to be here.
That is kind of horrifying that, like, you would think that Santa was in your actual room.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want that either.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, don't look at me. All right, here we go. Back to lightning. If you could snap your fingers and be an astronaut, would you?
Absolutely.
No.
Favorite Halloween costume you ever done in the years past?
Neo.
Trash can.
Who's Neo? Oh, is that the Matrix?
From Matrix, yeah.
And were you like a trash can, like Oscar the Grouch?
Basically, I made my own custom trash can costume. I cut out the bottom.
Of a can.
I had like a flap, and I would knock on people's doors, and then I'd go in the trash can. And then when they came out, I would pop up and scare them. And
it was... Wait, was it like you would talk and then the trash can lid would open like this?
I could do it like that, but I mostly just like full like disguise. Like I just looked like a real trash can and then I would pop up.
Like in Mario Party.
Exactly. Or like kind of like Snake from Metal Gear Solid, like hiding in the box.
Oh, yeah.
No idea what that is.
I understood that reference.
If you could be an inanimate object, which would you be?
A TV. Does that count?
I guess it doesn't. It's inanimate. So.
It does animate.
Does your TV talk to you? All right, that counts. Paul, what about you?
Baseball bat.
Do you want to hit balls?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Or Glenn's head.
Oh my gosh. Oh. Deep cut.
That was a deep cut, sorry.
That was upsetting. That was a Spoiler Walking alert. Dead reference to anyone who doesn't know. Okay, we're going to move into our deeper sibling questions now. We're going to alternate interviewing each other. And if a discussion opens up, a discussion opens up. That's fine. Natasha, you all want to start?
Yes. These are our questions to the Riccios. Paul, what was the first fandom that Christine introduced you to, and what's a core memory from that time?
Harry Potter. There are too many core memories to count, but we always went to see the new ones in the theater, and we would rewatch them on Christmas. One of us would always get the DVD as a gift, and we'd rewatch it after the family left.
One of us. Me.
No, I think sometimes Olivia would ask for it.
No, I bought them myself.
Okay, whatever. We would watch it on Christmas night. It was like a tradition. It was fun. And I'll always remember going to the midnight release of the last one, too. There were so many great fans in the audience, and there was like all like the book references or like the Harry Potter like fandom jokes. Like people were laughing, and you know, it was a different experience than going to see it again a week later with the casual fan. Yeah.
Did you guys go together for the last one?
Yeah. So I brought him with one of my high school, two of my high school friends, and Paul, who was like a youth, came with us, right? Where you were really young still.
I think
it was like 2011. So you were 10.
So I was 12. Oh, 12, going on 12. Going on 12.
Yeah. And everyone was all dressed up. I remember being so proud that Paul asked to bring Harry Potter to school to read during the reading time, and he read the first three books.
Aww.
When did I do that? That was before that. That was not...
That was way before that. You were in third grade or fourth grade.
Yeah, I was going to say that wasn't when I was 12.
And
was...
my mom wrote his name in my fucking original Harry Potter hardback.
Wasn't me.
Well, that way, like, it wouldn't have been stolen.
I know, but I was like, why does it say Paul Riccio?
Like,
that's my book.
I know. I got this when I was 8 years old. He wasn't even born.
So, did you then, like, were you able to correct the way, because you read the second book first or the third book, and you were like, no, Paul needs to have this, but right this time.
Yeah, so I read the third book first, and then, like, a year later got the first and second. I was definitely, we had already seen, when he, by the time he was reading them, he had already seen the first movie.
I was watching the movies before I could read, so.
Well, yeah, 2001, how old were you? Like
three.
Wow.
Wait, what's the age difference again?
Nine years.
8.5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, nine.
Very
school
optimist,
years.
Natasha. I round things up.
But yeah, the first fandom I introduced him to was Harry Potter. It was peak Harry Potter times when he was a baby. I was so excited about the release of the first movie. and spread it to my siblings. That's like the big fandom all three of us, we have a sister too, Olivia, have in common. So it's like the one thing that can bring us all together in front of the TV, which is really
one nice. Like memory I have really early on is being scared of Quirrell in the fire scene when all the fire shoots up. I have like this warm like fear feeling I could always go back to when I was like really young.
I mean, that was scary the first time you saw it, when he put his hand on his face and it was like,
ah!
yeah.
And then when the ghost, you know what always used to jump scare me? When like the ghost of Voldemort, the ghost of Voldemort goes through Harry, like at the end.
It's right through his chest. Yeah.
Yeah. That was scary. Yeah. All right. Okay. So Alex and Natasha, was there a time back in the day that you got each other in trouble by snitching on each other?
We talked about this? No.
No. Yeah. We were really loyal. Oh. Like, it was us against the parents.
Yeah. Nice.
We got into trouble together.
Yeah. Do you have a... What's a trouble that you got into?
Well, probably the biggest one was like almost burning down the house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. What happened?
I thought... You know this story. We were like five...
I don't know this story.
Yeah. We were really young.
But yeah, we went into the closet underneath the stairs, and we had the just like a lighter, you know.
I don't know how we got the lighter.
No, yeah.
Like mom did not lock that away.
How did we activate it too? Was that before
you were doing it. You figured it out. Oh, I just knew how to do it.
And yeah, and underneath there were just like a lot of bags, and there was so much stuff under there. I wonder how much we lost. Anyways, and Natasha goes like, try using it on that brown bag. And I'm like, okay. And I light it, and it just started getting really big. And we're like, oh, we should leave. And so
we closed the door. We're like, this should be fine.
Yeah. It'll go away.
I do remember like running upstairs, and like mom was like walking through the master, and dad was, I think it was a weekend, and dad was like sitting on the bed, and we were both like this at her, and she goes, what's going on? And then the fire alarm starts going off. Like the firefighters came, flooded the entire downstairs. Like we wrecked the house.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And that closet was like they never redid the flooring.
No, and it was always a hassle to step in there, because you could like step on like those nails
that hold the carpet down.
Oh my God. This is what happens when there's no significantly older sibling to be like, stop fucking with the fire.
We were just enablers.
The twins were like, let's fuck with the fire.
Like Olivia, I remember she was so stupid. She put a cookie in the microwave for like 2 minutes, and it was just me and her alone. And I was like, ran downstairs. And I was like, what smells like it's burning? And I had to stop the cookie, and it was just like black and like smoke oozing up out of it. I was like, oh my God, what the fuck? She was like, I was trying to make it melt.
Is she a chef now?
Humble beginnings.
One other time, their teachers for like Thanksgiving, they had them like that, you know, that weird like corn that's like dried out.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I guess she told them that you could make popcorn with it. And she had it in a brown bag. Again, when it was just us, she decided to put this in the microwave. And again, the fucking thing just started smoking. The whole bag was burned. Like, I'm there, so I'm running in time, so it's not a catastrophe fire. But, like, by the time Paul was old enough to do any of that stuff, I had it locked down. I was, like, on top of it.
I was alone with Nana once.
What?
And I was like, can you make me popcorn? I was probably like 7. And she goes, sure, how long do you put it in? I go, 5 minutes? I don't know. The whole thing was burnt in the house. All the alarms went off.
Wait, there's a popcorn he did the same button. Thing.
I know, but I didn't. Did I was like,
yeah, you put it in
six.
For Alex. Put it in for like 10 minutes once, and it was you lit the microwave on fire.
I did.
It was on fire.
I don't remember that.
You got it. Putting stuff on fire.
Pyromaniacs.
Pyromaniacs. Yeah.
I went through a stage in like high school where I liked burning straws, but like that was very contained.
Burning straws?
Like at a restaurant, you know how they have those little candles? I would always take my straw out and like burn it over the candle and watch it melt.
I gotta try that.
Okay, so we don't know what it's like having such a young sibling. What's your relationship like now versus when you were a wee lad, Paul?
Paul, you want to answer from your perspective first?
Yeah, I would say nothing has really changed. The only thing that's a little bit different is when I was younger, Christine was more like mom 2.0, like taking care of me and stuff. Now I'm an adult. I'm not sure what to do with my hands.
That's so that I never really thought about that until like one episode we were talking, and then she was like, yeah, I kind of like had to help mom, like my mom raised Paul as well, because I was there as like the extra support, and I never really thought about that.
Well, yeah, also though,
feed me microwave pizza, like nobody's there, stuff like that.
I did a lot of microwave pizza, actually. Those like personal pies I'd make for them. But okay, when Paul was little, also though, Olivia was really mean and aggressive, and I was like the in between. I was like Paul, the baby protector from like the demon child, who would like come with her nails and be like, "I'm gonna stab you in the neck with my nails, shark teeth." Like,
yeah.
So Paul, when he was little, was so cute. He would like walk into my room as like a 2-year-old with this big blanket as like a cape and be like, "Christine, will you play with me?" And it was like 7 a.m. on a Saturday. And I was like, "I will, just in a little bit." And then he's like, "When?" And I'd be like, "In a little bit." And then he'd collapse in a ball in the corner with his blanket. In my room like a dog until I got up.
Oh,
it was so cute.
I think I do remember that.
He wouldn't go into your bed and like wait?
No, he'd go with his blankie in the corner waiting for me to fall asleep.
Oh,
it was cute. And then when I would kind of get up again and be like, "Christine, is it time?" So it was really cute. And then we'd play Lego Star Wars, and I was really bad at it, and he thought it was funny.
That happened like once.
No, we played it a bunch of times.
We played Shrek Super Slam.
No, that was when you were a little older. This was when you were younger.
Okay.
What was like your impression of Christine at that age? Was she just like cool, or was she just like
I was cool.
Help me.
No, cool friend.
Yeah, we were friends.
I didn't like have friends over. Christine was like my main friend. I was too young for that.
We would like play all the time. Shrek Super Slam was like the next stage. Did you guys ever play Shrek Super Slam?
No. Nope. No, definitely not.
And also that game with the cartoons with the Grim Reaper. Who was that? Billy?
Oh, there was a tournament fighter with Billy and Mandy.
That was such a fun game.
It was so much fun.
I would always be
we
the Grim Reaper.
We played that for forever. Yeah, I would be Billy.
I feel like that was like, I only knew about that show because Paul, it was his generation and you probably didn't encounter it. Right, Billy and Mandy?
No, definitely not.
I would play as Fred Fredberger too.
So you would do like more like video game stuff then together?
Yeah, I mean, we also did videos and stuff because I was making videos and I would be like, "Paul, you want to be in videos with me?" But that was a little later. Like Paul was 9, 10.
No, when we were young, I remember one where Olivia was in like a chicken outfit or something.
You were in the chicken outfit.
Oh, I was?
Yes.
I was very young when that happened.
Yeah, well, that was with the video camera. Like no one saw those videos, but we did make videos before YouTube.
I hope we find that one day.
But I was a chicken for a Chicken Run dance recital. We had a dance to Chicken Run. And so I had this like great chicken costume. So we dressed Paul. We used to dress Paul up all the time because he was like the little kid and it was so cute.
I had like a dog costume and a dinosaur costume that I used to put on all the time and run around.
It was adorable. So have you ever broken Polis twins, anything of each other's? And did you tell each other when you broke it, or did you just find out and freak out?
Yes, definitely.
I didn't remember this,
but as soon as you mentioned it, I definitely do remember it. I punched Edward's cardboard cutout in Natasha's room while she was away, and she came back and found it, and she was mortified.
Did you break his head? Yes, his head was like ripped off. I had two Edward cardboard cutouts, and I had the Twilight one and the New Moon one, and he punched the New Moon one, and so like it was, I had to tape it.
Oh. Yeah. The
I can't
audacity.
Even remember what I was mad about.
I don't remember what you're mad about either.
So did he just have tape across his neck or something?
Like from the back. He had tape. But it wasn't like it was like part of it was still attached.
So it was nearly headless.
Nearly headless, Edward.
Okay. So I think Alex and I both had rage issues when we were younger. I can't remember what I was mad at either, but I do remember I was so angry at him. I went into his room trying to figure out what I could destroy that wouldn't get me in so much trouble. And I ended up like snipping all of his little basketball hoop, the net.
Oh my God.
You barely noticed that one.
Yeah.
Because you just did like the bottom or something.
Yeah. And then
you're like, "Ooh, I'm being so evil. I can't wait for him to find out." And then he doesn't even know.
No.
That's so funny.
Okay, the worst one is, it's not that bad though. I mean,
it's pretty bad.
Okay, so my entire family loved to watch like war movies and TV shows, and I was, you know, back then we didn't have Netflix where we could stream and watch different things. Like, we would have our DVDs and then we would rewatch them, you know? And so my entire family, mom, dad, Alex, were obsessed with this show called Band of Brothers, which is directed by Steven Spielberg. No.
Some of the episodes are directed by Tom Hanks, I think.
It feels a lot like Saving Private Ryan.
It's from like the same production as Saving Private Ryan. And you guys have rewatched that show a ridiculous amount of times.
It was like a yearly watch.
Oh my gosh. And I would just loathe it because I did not want to sit there and watch this show again. So I remember he and my dad put it in the DVD player, and I got so angry. I got up, I took it out of the DVD player, and I snapped it in half.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then
all of us were so mad. And you had to pay for my own money.
Oh my gosh.
But I think it was fine because we ended up getting the Blu-ray version. So we were like, oh, we're happy.
And the punishment fit the crime.
Yeah.
Replace the DVD.
I feel like Olivia was the one to do stuff like that to us.
Yep. She broke my Jabba's sail barge.
What did she break?
I graduated. I don't remember what grade it was, but mom bought me Jabba's sail barge, the Lego set.
You know, I had that.
And Olivia in the car, she had her phone charger or something, and she just like slapped it with her phone charger and smashed the shit out of it.
Aww.
And she's like, it was an accident, and mom and dad believed her.
Oh, when she
freaked out,
took my laptop and then held it out before I was over there and dropped it, and it broke, and she was like, it was an accident.
Yeah.
You
she didn't get punished at
just
all.
Just dropped it. I lost everything on that laptop.
Oh,
I will never forget that. No. She's broken other shit over the years, and you know, but the laptop, that's the only thing I remember now, because I had been working for months on like a cheerleading video for the team, and I lost the whole thing. And I was really like devastated.
Okay, Paul, what did you think of Christine's YouTube channel back in the day, like after she was home from college? Because I know that's when she kind of just went full force into making videos at that point.
Honestly, to me, it never stood out as something that was like crazy or anything, because I was like always, I mean, Christine was always making videos even before YouTube. So it was just like, oh, now she's just doing it at a higher frequency. And I was watching YouTube and I was familiar with like YouTubers and stuff like that. So it never was like, oh, what's she doing in there? You know, like some of the older members of our family are like, oh, what? All she does is talk to a camera. Like, I was never like that. I was just like, oh, she's making more videos. Good for her. Well, you know,
what was the house like when she was filming? Because I know like I had to scream at people to shut up.
Christine actually was very timely with her filming. She often did it when nobody was around. And if she was doing it, I feel like through the door on another floor, usually we wouldn't hear it like that much. I would just be screaming, playing Xbox in the basement anyway. Yeah,
from my point of view, you were right outside the door for like all the, like when I was living at home. So you were playing Xbox right on that TV. So I would try to like do it when you weren't in there, but sometimes you were. So I'd be like, Paul, stop talking to people.
Yeah, then I just go single player, whatever game I was on.
Okay, so Polish twins. Alex, how did you feel about Twilight when Natasha first started getting obsessed with it? And have your views on it evolved over the years? Or do you still not like it? Or have you seen the movies now a million times and you've come around?
You know... Yeah, but when Natasha first got obsessed with it, I was, I'll be lying if I say I wasn't embarrassed, because I knew, you know this, the Twihards, they were just, I would see them, you know, on YouTube, and people would be making fun of them, and I remember, because I was a kid too, you know, and I was like, I don't want to be associated with that, I want to be cool, she's my sister, what is she doing, you know?
Oh my gosh.
And because like at the time I was like into Star Wars, and I was like, you know what, Star Wars is cool, people like Star Wars, it's okay to like Star Wars, but Twilight was different for sure.
I feel like in the beginning Star Wars wasn't cool, and it just took time for people to come.
No, Star Wars was
around.
Always cool.
No, on that 70s show they always make fun of him for liking Star Wars. He's a nerd.
I yeah, like maybe like Star for Trek. 5 minutes, but when it broke like Hollywood records and won a bunch of Oscars,
I think that was before the prequels, because like during that 70s show, it was prequels, just the original trilogy. Anyways,
yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I mean when I said it used to be like it was in the 70s.
Right. I think not even the 70s. I think
I wasn't around in the 70s. This.
I think like the first month that it was out, it was like a nerdy thing, and then when it exploded and became the biggest movie ever.
Well, that's just because it was men, but with Twilight, because it was teenage girls, it exploded and broke all these records, and people were like, that's shit, because teenage girls are obsessed with it.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah,
girls like Star Wars.
But you were never like really in the like realm of like making, I mean, you wouldn't really make fun of it though, because there was like some of the guys at church would like blatantly love to tease me about it, but you would just kind of be quiet.
Well, because you would be so, you're so obsessed with it.
I was
that,
very sensitive.
That you were very sensitive. Yeah. If I said anything against Twilight, it was death. How dare you? This is my fandom.
You have betrayed me.
Yeah. You were my brother, Anakin.
I loved you.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely has evolved though. I like watching them just because they're hilarious.
Yeah.
They're very fun to make fun of. And it's fun to watch it with Natasha, because Natasha can make fun of them now as well. Mm-hmm. But I have watched them quite a bit, and I was forced to watch them quite a bit a long time ago.
He literally put on Twilight.
We said they're fun.
Yeah, you put it on like during quarantine.
Yeah.
And I was like, why are you putting this on?
Like, I kind of want to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't gotten to make Paul watch them yet, but I think he'd have fun.
Paul hasn't seen them?
No. I tried to be like, you want to watch Twilight once? And he was like, no.
Paul, you should watch it. It's hilarious.
It is so fun.
Just to make fun of it.
Yeah, it is.
But then the last movie is great, too.
Yeah, but like we like to make fun. I've always liked to make fun of them while I watch them, but also I love them. Like, they're great.
Okay, so did you ever have to cover for one another back in the day?
I don't think I've ever had to cover for Paul, because by the time he was in high school doing stuff that needed to be covered, I wasn't there. But I
covered my own ass. I was very good. I was always thinking, if I was doing something, there has to be at least 3 routes of escape and a valid excuse before I would do it.
I never contingency had plan. To yeah. be covered. I was a very good child.
Golden child, Christine.
I was. And I would always have asked for permission for whatever it was. So I never had to be covered. But I think we both, quote, covered for Olivia at times. Like, Olivia would, like, stash alcohol bottles, like, in, you know, those furniture that can open up and, like, she would like stash
ornaments?
Yeah, like, she would stash alcohol bottles in there and, like, in the closet and shit like that. I never drank alcohol, so I never had any bottles. There is one specific time that I had to cover for Paul and Olivia. It's a story we've told a long time ago, but Olivia was coming home. Paul had just gotten an iPad, and he was maybe like, what, 11, 12, 13? Probably 13.
Around there.
Yeah. And Olivia was coming home from a party on a Saturday, like, drunk and, like, texting all of her friends in this group chat about, like, how fun a party was and how we should do it again. And Paul was getting all the messages on his iPad. And so,
for some reason, our iCloud synced.
So he started texting as Olivia. I'm an idiot. I'm so stupid. And Olivia comes raging up the stairs, like, because we both lived upstairs in our rooms. Yeah. Olivia's in the basement, and
send her down to the dungeon.
And she comes storming up the stairs. Can you do what she said? Because I can't do her voice.
I don't remember exactly what she said, God. But she was just like banging on my door.
No.
Like, let me in!
She was like, what are you doing to my son?
Yeah.
And like, and Paul
That's
was
a
like,
good impression.
Paul was like, it's not me! It's not me! And he runs into my room with the iPad and locks the door. And I'm like in bed because this is like at 1 in the morning. And I'm like, what is going on? And Olivia's on the door like banging on it.
I will break down the door.
She literally was saying she would break down the door. And Paul was like trying to whisper, tell me what was going on. And I was just cackling in the bed because it was so funny. And he like sent another message while we were in there.
Keep going. Keep going. Just dig. Dig. Keep going.
About how stupid she thought she was.
It's like, I smell like a diaper. Like, random stuff. Victoria started responding like F off hacker or we'll sue. She knew it wasn't Olivia.
Olivia was just like losing her fucking mind outside the door. Like, I've never seen her so mad before with like no idea what to do about it. She was just like, So, anyway, I let her in eventually, and she, like, jumped on the bed and tried to, like, attack Paul, and she was like, I know you're doing this, and we just both held strong that it wasn't him.
I would take Alex's phone, and, like, I think I told this on the podcast, but I would take Alex's phone, and I would, like, text Dakota as you, and, like, try to figure out how he felt about me.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
Yeah, I feel like I remember that.
Is Dakota your friend, Alex?
Yeah.
Natasha had a crush on him when she was younger.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, eventually I would just tell Dakota, because he wouldn't bring it up, and I would have to go like, hey, like, remember when I texted you that? And he would go like, yeah, like, oh yeah, I thought that was weird. Like, why would you ask that? And I go like, well, yeah, it was Natasha. And he goes like, oh yeah, it's fine. Yeah, I figured. Like, you apparently you weren't subtle about it.
She wasn't subtle as a child, yeah. I feel like, at all.
No.
She went hard.
Yeah.
Okay, Alex, what is your Twilight? Do you have one? Were you ever as obsessed with something in an embarrassing way?
In an embarrassing way.
As a child. You know how, like, you thought Natasha's was embarrassing? Natasha, did you think anything was embarrassing?
His, like, airsoft gun obsession.
That's true. I would, yeah. I was obsessed with the
What's airsoft. Wrong with that?
Paul was also obsessed with airsoft. Well,
because he also made me film this whole, like, video of him, like, rolling around in the backyard and...
And okay. I'm like crawling on the ground. And it was for a store, an airsoft store, and it was like a sweepstakes. And they were like, make an ad for our store, and we'll pick out the best one. And I was like, Natasha, this has to be perfect. Like, we have to.
That sounds okay, awesome. Wait.
I forgot. No, you know what is the most embarrassing is him and his obsession with video games. Like, not only embarrassing, but also frustrating, because our rooms were right next to each other. And then he would just be playing at all hours of the night, all the live long day, like screaming with his friends. And like,
she's trying to make YouTube videos.
Well, that was in my 20s, but like even in like during high school and middle school, like, you were just,
I feel like the airsoft though is like a good comparison to Natasha entering the sweepstakes to do the Twilight thing.
Yeah
Like, that's the foil.
Did you win? No, I didn't, and I was so mad because I was like, I put so much effort into this, how dare they?
Natasha, you directed it poorly.
Always my fault.
Oh, gosh. Paul went through a big airsoft phase, and I was like, what's happening?
It was fun. I went out. We literally had, like, groups of, like, 12, 15 guys sometimes. We would go in the woods and all shoot each other. It was a blast. Yeah.
Boys.
It's great. And it's a good workout, too. So.
Yeah. When you have all that gear on and the mask, you sweat like crazy.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay. So, Paul, how frustrated are you that Christine doesn't love Star Wars? And do you remember watching them and watching the Alien trilogy with her?
I'm not really frustrated at all, because there's things that Christine likes that I don't really care for, like, I guess Twilight, like we talked about earlier. Like, there's just some things that we just don't, like, both like, and that's fine. So, I don't really care if she doesn't like Star Wars, but...
Well, I care.
But,
I'm trying to find a confidant in this frustration.
I guess I just have too many friends that, like, I like a lot of things also that other people don't like, so... I'm just used to not having people. Like, I only care about my own interests, basically. Not like in a selfish way, but like, I'll be into like a band. I don't care if I have to go see them by myself. You know, like, I just like what I like, basically. And if you like it too, that's great.
And then what about the Alien trilogy?
Do you remember when we watched that together?
We never watched the Alien trilogy. It is a quadrilogy.
We watched, but
we didn't
even
watch
two.
The third one.
We watched the first two.
I know, we watched the first two. We didn't watch the third one.
Yeah,
the third one's bad. I would never subject you to watching the third one. Alien 3 is so bad.
Okay, but do you remember that experience? Because I do vividly.
Alien 1 is good, and Aliens is one of my favorite movies of all time. So I remember watching it.
Do you remember me falling asleep and you yelling at me because I was falling asleep?
To Aliens or Alien?
I feel like both.
How did you fall asleep to Alien?
That's like... non-stop suspense and action.
Yeah, it's scary.
Aliens is a full sci-fi action movie. Like,
it was like really slow and no dialogue.
That's Alien, and there is dialogue, but it's a little bit slower. Aliens, as soon as you hit the 30-minute mark, it's like guns blaring till the end of the movie.
You know, if there's a lot of guns without a lot of like love story talking, or like
there is a love story between Ripley and Newt.
I just like couldn't keep my eyes open. It was like when I was watching Star Wars, and it was just like literally like
put she just me to doesn't sleep. Do space. And Star Wars at least has colorful space, whereas Aliens is like realistic, it was so dark gray space. Dark. So
yeah, I do remember being her eyes really just dark. Go, and I was trying so hard. And Paul was like, Christine, who did you?
But the weird thing is, wait, Christine loves James Cameron. I got really into like going back to all the 80s stuff when I was like 13, 14 years old. I was watching all the action stuff.
I think I was like 24. So Paul was like 14, 15.
Exactly. Yeah. I was like early high school.
Yeah.
And I just remember Christine just like not really enjoying it that much. And even though it's weird because she loves James Cameron's work, and that's like one of his first really big hits, like after Terminator especially.
Yeah.
Christine doesn't like Terminator either.
You know, maybe it's Christine loves Titanic instead of Christine loves
I thought you liked Avatar too.
I did like Avatar, the first one.
Except for the second
one. Yeah, but I didn't love the second one.
Yeah, I thought it was mid.
Okay, so I'm going to kind of combine questions here. So you guys used to go to the beach a lot with the fam. What did you two do together at the beach? Because I mean, at least in our experience, the kids go off and do their own stuff. And did you dig holes? Were you in the ocean? Did you have like weird games that you played? And at night, did you like play board games? What was the game vibe? The beach vibe.
Well, we weren't weirdos and we didn't, you know,
dig holes.
That was excuse me, we used to dig weird. Holes all the time and find the crabs. No. Excuse me, that wasn't weird.
We were cool Californian kids. We were Californian kids. We were in the water. Alex was boogie boarding. We were body surfing.
I
we
am
were
a god of the body surf.
I mean, that's not a California thing. We did that too, but we also dug holes.
I was never big on the hole. I did do it, but water.
Okay, who was at your beach house? Like, who was it? Just like your immediate family, or it was like everyone?
Well, it was like we always had a group of cousins with us, but in the beginning, it was always our cousins, the Riccio cousins. So it was like no one's gonna know these names, but it was like Tyler, Shane, Carl, Peter,
Carrie,
but Carrie wasn't there as much because she's older. And we would all be like, let's go dig a hole and dig like the biggest hole ever. And it was so fun. And then we'd bury like Olivia or Tyler in it. And it was so, and then they're just like
standing up.
Like they'd be laying in it. But like when we were really little, we used to like bury my mom or dad in it. Like Olivia and I would have a time digging the biggest hole ever. Like it would be like a grave. Like it would be like
really... 6 feet.
That's so dangerous. See, we were told never to do that because it would just cave in on you.
Extremely dangerous.
It wasn't that dangerous. It wasn't like 6 feet. It was sort of like 4.5 or something. Like okay, a shallow grave. And then we'd bury up to the head. We'd like find all these little sand crabs and we'd put them in a bucket and like see how many
collect. We love the sand crabs.
Yeah, we would get sand crabs. Yeah. And we'd collect them.
But we weren't sand kids. Like no, we were just always in the water.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, rough, irritating.
It gets everywhere.
Oh my God.
No, I mean, so like with our, because I mean we would be back and forth at the beach all the time.
This is why I really related to like, holes. Sorry.
The beach is only 30 minutes from us, so it's a little different. But then we would also rent like a beach house for a week, and then that would be like the whole like mom side of the family with like our cousins Miley and Sailor, and then Will and Wes. But Will and Wes are so much younger than us, because so they would kind of be more of the sand children, and then we would be the water children.
Yeah. But
what about when you were younger? What's it? Sand children?
Alex was
fearless.
Yeah,
we learned how to boogie board like 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah, and
like fins, wetsuit, like all that stuff.
Oh my god, we had fins
too. I was similar to you guys. My papa was always a big fan of the water, and I was with him
same
the whole time we were at the beach, just body surfing. Mm-hmm.
Well, I used to go in the ocean all the time too. I loved it, and like we were little
but
too.
That faded
I was
out.
Like seven. And I remember I was seven when Olivia almost drowned, and like My uncle had to dive in and save her. But we would just go in the water. But like there were used to, at one point there was this trench between the beach and the ocean, and from like
I it love got that stuck it happens in there. Like 1 week a year.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Olivia almost drowned in there because she thought it was like shallow, and then she like fell in and it was really deep, and I didn't realize because I jumped over it and ran toward the ocean, and I was like 7, and then the next thing I know my uncle is like diving into the trench for Olivia.
Which uncle?
Uncle Tommy, my mom's
brother. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was like, what happened? She was right behind me. But do you ever remember when you're little, like getting knocked over by like the waves and dragged down through over yeah. the sand and coming up and like, oh my god, I almost
it.
Died.
It feels like yeah, absolutely. Just, like,
that still happens to me.
Yeah, it's the ocean is terrifying.
Yeah, but you get smacked down, you get hit yeah. by a wave, and then like your entire like body gets like, smacked on the sand. You're like,
yeah, but like when you're younger, it's scarier. Like, yeah, yeah. Will I die from this or will I be able to stand up?
No. It wasn't will I die. It's I am going to die.
There was... So Alex, I have never really been... had to be saved from from the lifeguards, like by the lifeguards. There's a story in here that I think you asked us, but I'll just tell it right now.
Yeah, tell it.
It was the one time my mom was like, oh, you guys should play with like inner tubes in the ocean, because usually we just have like our boogie boards. And so we're like floating in the inner tubes, like holding on. And, you know, in California, we would go to Newport Beach, and Newport Beach is actually one of the most dangerous beaches in the world because it has like the worst rip currents and rip tides. That'll like take you out to sea. So because we're just floating in the tubes, usually you need to have your feet planted on the ground.
Oh, no.
We were getting pulled out to sea, and
oh,
we didn't
my God.
And we couldn't no. find purchase on the ground.
How old
like
were
we,
you
are you like 10?
That's yeah, like the thing mom that. Always warned us about. She's yeah. like, don't get caught in a riptide.
Yeah, well, we've been warned. And then, of course, my mom, like, oh, and by the way, she was napping on the beach. So so it was just the three of us. And so we were getting pulled out to sea, and then we figured it out. And then we were like, nah! We're like screaming. We're like, help us, help us. And then the lifeguards, two lifeguards had to come save us. And like, if we had just... let go of the inner tubes, we would have been able just to swim in. It would have been fine, but they had to help us
because
we couldn't catch
tubes.
Yeah, we couldn't catch any waves in because we were that far out.
Was that the time when was that when the boat came?
The boat came, but I wasn't pulled out. They just waited so that we wouldn't move out any further, and then we were pulled back in. Did you get saved by a boat once?
I remember getting saved by a boat once. but it wasn't like I need help. It was more like I'm past where the swells are, and then the boat was like, get on, and I'm like, I'm fine, I can get back, and then he's like, no, get on, and then so I got on, and then they drove me to like another part of the beach and then dropped me off. And
you know what I heard can help you get out of a riptide if you're ever stuck in one? Listeners, might save your life.
you
don't swim towards the beach, you swim
no,
to
you
the
swim
side.
With the riptide, yeah.
Then you swim
yeah.
to the side.
Yeah, like with
yeah,
the tide.
Yeah, you swim parallel to the beach.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you have to wait until you're cleared out and then you can swim back in.
Yeah, mom That's always used to say
so
that.
So don't waste your energy fighting the current.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go so. With it.
We did a lot of things as like a family unit. So yeah, no, we would play dominoes with the whole family. Have you ever played dominoes before?
I mean, yeah, where you flip it around and put it down, and I forget how to play, but I would only play with my papa.
Yeah, we would play with our grandparents, and then some of the cousins were a little too young, so they would need help. Oh, well, we also played catchphrase. That was a big game for us.
Yeah, I mean, we still play that, kind
of. Oh, yeah, we do every Christmas.
We played card games a lot, but I think Paul was too young for that. With, like, the whole family, we'd play Rummy 500 and stuff. And we'd play
I was there for
Hollywood
Canasta.
Poker. And then eventually we got Canasta. Around to Canasta. And we got addicted to Canasta, which is another really
so
fun card
fun.
Game. But before that, like, our go-to as a sibling trio was Mario Party. Mario Party 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8.
Yeah, that was the cutoff. 8. The Wii version was the last one we got.
I hated the Wii version.
I liked it. It was fun. Like, shake the soda. Yeah.
I didn't like that you had to, like, physically shake the remote because sometimes it didn't work. Like, if it was different than a button, it was not reliable.
There was also, like shoot the balloons and you have to use the remote and point and stuff. And Christine didn't like having to, she just wanted a joystick.
Yeah, I wanted the joystick. It worked so much better. But we would have cousins over, like, every weekend. Like, our house was the rotating vacation house, so every weekend another family with other cousins would come over, and, like, we would have our, like, activities that we would do with them. Like, we were, like, the entertainers.
Yeah.
And so we'd have, like, Mario Kart Double Dash and, like, whatever the latest Mario Party was, and then we'd take them, you know, like, tubing and the pool and the beach. Like, we had a whole routine, basically.
They used to tube, like, in the bay.
Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
Just like floating around?
No. Behind the boat.
Behind the jet ski.
And we had, like, this taco kind of raft.
Yeah, we went through different phases with the tubes because they were dangerous. Like, the first time we tried it off the boat, and the boat wake was so big that if you got off the wake, you would, like, flip over and you could hit.
Well, that was the banana boat. The one I was talking about was this red taco where three people could lie down on it.
Yeah, no, I remember that one too. That was the taco. That was the best one because you had the least chance of getting hurt. Before that, we had, like, a big white donut, and you could sit on the edges of it and hold on, and there was, like, a dunk down in the middle where you'd put your feet. That one was fucking dangerous. It would always flip over, and I'd be on it with, like, my two boy cousins and, like, hit the ground, and there was, like, 2 feet of water. My face would go into the mud. My top would come off. Like, I'd be like, I'm dying. As, like, 11-year-old. This is, like, the first tube we ever bought, and Dad was, like, rolling around. I mean, not rolling around, like, on the jet ski, like, doing loops and stuff, trying to get us to fall off. And I would, like, fall into these boys and, like, hurt myself.
Nothing was more dangerous than the flying tube.
What flying
tube? We bought a tube that was meant to fly with the wind up to 20 feet in the air. I don't know how this was, like, legal to sell. I don't remember. Tyler and Shane went on it for the first test, and I was on the back of Dad holding on. And he hit the gas, and the thing goes up in the air for, like, 5 seconds. And then it goes, loses control, and goes straight face down into the water. It's like, that is dangerous. And we never used it again. We returned it immediately. Oh, my God. It was supposed to be, like, kind of like a kite ride, you know?
Oh, sorry. We would do the tubes, but that was at, like, our church summer camp.
Mm-hmm.
And we were on a lake. You guys are, like, in the open ocean. That's crazy to me.
Well, it's the bay, so it's a little less rough, but still.
Yeah.
It's more disgusting.
Did you guys ever go on any other, like, big family vacations besides just the summer house?
Aruba. Yeah. Bahamas.
Come on. We went to Disney World a couple Florida. Times too. Yeah. What about you guys?
We did a lot of the big family trips. So we did, like, houseboating 1 year up in Lake Shasta, which is, like, 9 hours up north.
Wow. You drive?
Yeah. And then we were in Hawaii for, like, 2 weeks in eighth grade.
Went on the cruise.
Oh, the cruise. That was with the entire family as well.
Yeah.
But that was, like extended family.
On the cruise, did you do, like, those teen activities that they had?
We didn't.
We
went to one. But the thing is, it was only Alex, myself, and Miley were old enough. So, like, everyone else was left out. And it wasn't cool.
Oh, it was so, like, lame. I remember in middle school, all the, like, my friends would come home from a cruise and be like, oh my God, we were in the teen club and we kissed a boy. Like, it was, like, the cool, like, happening, like, oh my God, I'm a grown up and I was at a club thing. And I'd be like, everyone's going on these teen clubs on cruises. And I don't know any boys. So And then when I went on the cruise, I didn't do it. I was just hung out with Olivia.
Okay, so Paul, are there any funny Christine germaphobe stories?
The classic is always like, Christine flies home from California and she's in her room and I instinctively just like hop on her bed and she freaks out. Like, don't go on my bed with your outdoor clothes. You could only be on it with house clothes, like that kind of stuff. She's very sensitive about her bed. And then the other thing that really always stuck out was her insane fear of bugs. There have been like moments where we hear the Christine gasp like the... And we're like, oh my God, what's going on? And then she starts crying. Like, Mom! And there's just like a bug in her room. It's usually a gross bug in her defense. It's not just like an ant. Like, there's usually like a stink bug or something like big and vile looking. Ugh. Yeah.
Okay. Crying? No.
Yes.
Screaming.
Crying for help.
Scream crying.
Yeah.
Scream. You're not just sitting there going, but you're like, Mom! You know, that kind of thing.
When did that start? Like, when did you notice she started being more persistent about like her bed?
The bed?
I remember
when
exactly
I hit the early teens.
No, Olivia got me into this. So I pick up other people's weird germ stuff and then they're like, Christine's weird. But really, I got that from Olivia because she would be like, don't sit on my bed with your school clothes. And I'll be like, why? She'd be like, because they have germs on them. And I was like, oh, you're right. And then I would do it. So this happened, like Olivia started doing this when she was like in middle school. So I was like at the beginning of high school when I started to be like, wow, you have a point. And like when I was dating my ex-boyfriend, he had this weird thing about like water bottles, like the next day be like, now it's disgusting. It has bacteria and it's gross. Now I would just drink a water bottle always until it was done. But now I'm like afraid of them after 2 days. Like, are they gross?
Oh, no.
I know. This is what happens. Like,
I'm an animal. I'll eat any old food or drink any old water. I don't care. Maybe that's why my immune system is crazy.
Crazy Alex, in a good way. Do you eat stuff off the floor?
Like all throughout COVID, I never got it somehow, and I was like, exposed.
"All right, let's not say things like that."
No, I've never gotten COVID either. And
let's go.
I brought it home twice.
Yeah, twice.
All right. Knock on wood for Christine.
Knock on some wood.
And her superstitions. Where did that come from?
That comes from seeing them work. Excuse me.
I like the knock on wood.
Yes.
It's just like whenever you say something that you're like, at least this didn't happen, it happens. So never say it. Never speak it aloud.
Or knock on wood
to cancel it out. Okay, I want to know, did y'all ever pull any pranks on each other or on your family? Was that a thing? Were you pranksters?
Yeah.
You did.
We would prank both of our parents. mostly our dad. Or it was like me and mom against Alex and dad. And there would be times where like, why don't you tell the story?
I know which one you're talking about is whenever our dad was sleeping, we would take...
He would be sleeping in his like recliner chair and then he would fall asleep with his like mouth wide open.
And we would take like a straw of water or soda or something and we would like take it and we'd like put it like in his mouth and...
We do it like little bit by little. And then
sometimes he wouldn't wake up and he would just like drink it. And then other times he would get up and he'd be so mad at us.
He'd be like, what the hell?
What the hell? You kids.
You meddling kids. Did you ever pull any pranks?
On who?
On anyone.
Your dad.
I mean, there was an iPad family story.
I locked dad out of the house once. So he kept doing this thing where he would like look at me and then he would run away. And I was not as fast as him, so I kept trying to catch him. Like, I would see him at the end of the hallway and go, ha, ha, ha! And then he'd run down the stairs. And he went into the garage, right? And I opened up the garage door, and I saw him, and he started running down the staircase. There was another door that led to our basement. So I saw him running down there, and I was like, what if he fakes me out? And
What was the game? He was just chasing you around?
No, he was running away from me.
Oh, you were chasing
this was
him?
Like an unsaid game. Like, he just would do
yeah,
this.
He just started running away from me and laughing. And so he starts running down the staircase, and I think to myself, like, what if he's going to juke me out and he just wants me to go down so he could come back up? So I lock the garage door, and then I go downstairs, and I make sure the basement door is locked too. And I just, like, wait next to the door for, like, 30 minutes, and he doesn't come out. He doesn't say anything, and he doesn't come to the front door. It's, like, middle of the winter. It's maybe, like, 20 degrees outside. And after a while, I just open up the garage door to see if he's even still in there, and he's, like, looking at the wall, like, trying to figure a way out, and he goes, "Let me out!" Just, like, scream. And that moment, like, always makes me laugh when I think about his face of desperation and just, like, the screech, like, "Let me out!"
I'm so confused.
It was just me and him in the house.
Like, what house?
Wait, which house? Which house is this?
Our original house that we lived in.
Okay.
All right. So Paul and Alex are really good at impressions, so we thought we'd just, like, have them talk to us in some...
Dance, monkey, dance!
So I'm not sure what arrangement we should do this in.
Me and Alex just wrote a bunch of stuff. So some of those are Alex and some of them are me. So before you ask...
Yeah, I can't do some of those.
Okay, what about Dobby?
Dobby is... free. You shall not harm Harry Potter.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Alex can do bitch really well.
Oh, yeah. You have been told that a certain dark wizard is at large. Let me make this quite plain. This is a lie.
It's not a lie.
Attention, Mr. Potter.
That was really good. I've never heard somebody do an Umbridge voice before.
What about Snape? You just...
Harry Potter.
No.
A new celebrity.
Why is it always you three?
Paul, you sound like Snape from, like, the very...
That's what I do. Barry Potter and Puppet Pals does. Is the one that I do. Snipe.
Hermione?
No. Can't do that one.
You foul, loathsome, evil little cockroach!
That was a little bit of, like, Umbridge in there.
Was it?
That was pretty good.
Hermione won.
Hermione?
What about Draco?
My father will hear about this.
Yeah, that's your, like, it's your Harry Potter musical version. Harry Potter version. Musical, yeah.
This is servant stuff.
Goyle?
Potter?
I didn't know you could read. Good one, Goyle.
That was actually perfect.
Yeah, that was good.
What about Chandler Bong?
Gum would be perfection.
Except he
you must have me confused with the amazing Chandler.
That sounds great.
That's good.
His voice I don't do well, but
was that voice? The
timing.
The mannerism.
Yeah. Yeah. I can do the timing too, but not the voice at all. What about Pinocchio?
I can do Pinocchio, definitely.
Yeah.
That's one of my go-tos. Yeah.
Oh, no, you can do the gingerbread man.
Go Gingy, I'll be Pinocchio.
Okay. Do you know the Muffin Man? The Muffin Man!
He lives on Drury Lane.
Yeah, well, she's married to the Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man!
Okay, Pinocchio.
Oh, I don't know. Fiona knows. Why don't you ask her?
So good.
Say he's wearing a thong.
He's wearing a thong!
No, I most certainly am not!
Oh my god. I put down some from pirates here. If anyone.
You best start believing in ghost stories. You're in one.
That's my go-to. I always think of you best start believing in ghost stories.
So tell me, what's become of my ship?
That's not good enough.
Was that Will?
That's my Will turn.
Oh, Davy Jones.
Looky here, boys. A little bird. A little bird who never learned to fly. Yuck.
I like that bird. Bird. That's really what. That's the essence of Davy Jones.
I like the part where he's like, you can leave the next time we make port.
The better next time we make port.
Five.
Who wrote Carl?
I did. Like, Jimmy's like, what do you want to do today, Carl? He's like,
hang out with your mom. Jimmy's mom.
Jimmy! Jimmy Neutron. This is so obscure.
Yeah, what do you mean? I love that show.
I know, but like, it feels obscure now. No one talks about Jimmy Neutron.
All right, fine.
Carl's a meme now. I mean, Nigel Thornberry.
Marion, smashing. Just wait till I show up to the interview and I start doing this.
You probably can't even understand a word I'm saying.
What was that? He does it in the show.
Yeah, he does. This is exactly what he does.
Well, SpongeBob does that.
I can't remember, but it was like he was being interviewed and then he didn't know what to say, so he just started doing this.
For everyone who's listening, we're doing the hand wave motion that SpongeBob does, and he's like, I can do this. All right. Let's see here. What about Smeagol?
You skipped Mickey from Rocky? I did that one really good.
Who's that?
Mickey from Rocky.
Who is
Rocky's trainer? His main trainer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you have to clarify for the people because I don't know.
Okay, well, you didn't even give me a chance. You skipped it. But Mickey is here. Rocky's trainer. Okay. You're a 200-pound Italian tank. Go through him. Run over him. Wow. Get to catch a little chicken.
Okay, who's Nux from Mad Max? That,
I'm awaiting in Valhalla.
He
looked me right in the eyes.
Yeah, that is the same.
What?
Is that what's his face?
Nux from Mad Max.
Yeah, is that Nicholas Holt? Holt. Yeah.
Right, it's gotta be right.
Alright. Okay, let's go to Smeagol.
Smeagol?
Stares it from us. Rises. Says it's in his pockets. What has he got in his pockets?
Actually, that's Gollum. Smeagol's
aren't they the same?
Give it to us. Raw. And raw. So juicy sweet.
Potatoes.
What?
Boil them, mash them.
Precious.
Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew. Oh, sing this. The song.
The juicy sweet. Da, da, da,
yeah. Where he's like hitting the fish on the rock.
Something fish to catch a fish. So juicy sweet.
I don't know that one. We're going to skip down to the Grinch.
All right. Fine.
I can't do the Grinch.
I can do the Grinch. Am I just eating because I'm bored? Max!
I was not expecting that.
You have dare you enter the Grinch's lair!
Harley, hoodie, woody.
I can't be late for that.
That was good.
Napoleon Dynamite, Rex Kwando.
Yeah, I can do that. Rex Kwando.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what this
is. I'm going to teach you a system of fighting that was taught to me through 3 years of fighting in the Octagon. For only $300, you can sign up for my 8-week program. I need a volunteer. I need a volunteer.
I don't know that Palpatine.
Either. Palpatine.
Have you ever heard the tragedy of Darth Plagueis the Wise?
Okay, not that speech. Just do the one, the unlimited power.
Unlimited power!
Thank you.
All right. Okay.
Blue, it's the boy. Red, it's his mother.
Watto from Star Wars, yeah.
All right,
Republic let's... credits? Republic credits are no good, yeah? I'm Dwight Darian! Kind of Jedi. Just wave your hand and convince me.
Credits will do fine.
They won't.
They won't. Annie? Little Annie? Hey, Annie, it is you!
This is from Star Wars for the prequels.
Watto is
this
great.
This feels so off the rails for me. Like, I don't know what's happening. We are going to skip to Gandalf and Jon Snow.
Okay. I'm the servant of the secret fire, wielder of the flame of Arnor. Dark fire will not avail you. Flame of Udun.
It's like a song.
Can you give us a you shall not pass?
You shall not pass.
Wait, Paul, can you tell that you shall not pass story?
Oh, yeah. So one time...
How old were you?
I was probably like 11. I was with my dad for the weekend, and he wanted to go exercise, and I was like, I didn't want to exercise. He took me to like some lake to run around, and I was just walking around with a stick while waiting for him to like be done exercising. And he kept going by, and I just watched Lord of the Rings for the first time, like in full. And I went with the stick, and I went, "You shall not pass." And I was in his way, and he was running like full speed. So he just grabs me and throws me, and I roll down the hill, and I go straight into the lake. And I was in full clothes, and it was in the winter. He definitely didn't have to do that, and he just was like, "Fuck the consequences, throw him in the lake," you know. Oh, but it was a great story. He's running full speed. You shall not pass, Dad. Just dunk.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I had to get like new shoes. Everything.
All right. Well, what a time of weirdness that was. But we're going to move right on to what right now and speed through this segment so we can get to FMK. What are you reading right now, Natasha?
I'm reading your book.
Oh my gosh.
Yay. It's so fun. I keep falling asleep to it every night because I'm like, I must read more. But I love it.
I'm glad. Alex, what are you reading?
I'm still working my way through Oathbringer by Brandon Sanderson.
Brandon Sanderson's great.
My most recent book, Truth Again But Better by Christine Riccio. I read it in full.
What was your review?
My review?
Yeah.
I'm going to be very biased in my review.
Well, it's not, you don't have to say, they know you're my brother.
10 out of 10.
Thanks.
Perfect score.
All right, what are we watching this week?
We started Yellow Jackets, so we're on episode 5 of season 1.
Four.
We watched 3 last night.
Nice.
And it's great.
It's so good. And I want to make a correction because last week I was listening and I just finished the first season and I had said there's 8 episodes. There's actually 10. And there's now 2 out for season 2. And I watched the first one last night. It was so good. And I started the second one over breakfast. I watched like 3 minutes of it, but I was like, oh my God.
Really? Okay. I'm excited. I love those TV shows where the entire time you're just going like, what the fuck is going to be happening? You know, like, what happened?
You know? Yeah. How did we get here? Yeah, it's told in two timelines. So it's like what happened out in the wilderness, and then 25 years later, what's happening with these women from the soccer team that got stranded in the wilderness now. All right. What else are y'all watching?
I'm working my way through You.
Where are you? In You.
Where are you in You? I think about, I'm almost done with season 3.
All right. Oh my God. That's my favorite season. So good.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah. It is. What about you, Paul?
I always really liked the show King of the Hill. It used to be like on late Adult Swim or maybe Nick at Night.
Wait,
or something.
Wasn't that, it used to be on cable television.
Yeah. And I never watched it all the way through. So I saw it was on Hulu. I just got a Hulu.
This is such an old person show.
No, it's a cartoon.
I was thinking of the one with Kevin James.
No. That's
what
King
I was thinking
Queens.
Too.
Oh, that's King
of the Hill.
Queens.
It reminds me of Larry. It's about a guy from Texas who really likes the Cowboys. He's like, it's a good show.
Oh,
I really like
it. Okay. I was like, why are you watching King of Queens?
No.
All right. Movies. I haven't watched anything. Natasha hasn't watched anything. But Alex, you watched some movies this week?
I mean, they're old, but they were added to HBO and I've never seen them. Creed 1 and 2. Finally watched those. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Creeds are cool.
I was in the room.
Yeah. I know. I want to watch the third one.
And Paul?
I didn't know we could put old movies. If we could, I watched Mad World last night with Nick. It's a movie from the 60s,
yeah,
and they filmed like
heard of it.
In all around California. So we've been talking about maybe going to see some locations from it.
Oh, cool.
But,
it's a classic, right?
Yeah, it's really awesome. It's like basically Rat Race. It's like the original
That's
Rat Race.
That's why I've heard of it. Okay. Yeah, I never
Rat
watched
Race
it.
Rat Race is kind of like a remake, but not like the same name. John Wick 4, there is no nice. Action series that has come close within the last 10 years to John Wick movies. They're all so well choreographed. Like they have scenes where they don't even like cut the camera for like 5 minutes where there's guys coming up, boom 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 boom, like it's so intense. And John Wick 4, they really went all out to like finish the series. I think they're still gonna make another one, but it could be the
rest
finale
in
it was
peace,
just so
Lance
grand
Reddick.
So yeah, rest in peace Lance Reddick. I feel like it's weird, like spoiler alert, he leaves the movie very quick. I wonder if they knew he was sick or something, or if they just wanted to write his character off. But anyway, John Wick 4 was amazing. I loved every second of it.
Yeah, I really want to watch John Wick.
All right, well, now we are gonna move up on to Mary Kiss Cliff of the Week. Paul's just like standing there. Paul, you gotta do a jig. Paul, it's a video, so you're just like this the whole time.
My bad.
All right, so I had labeled this Natasha You Pick, but when you hadn't picked at like 1 a.m. last night, I was like, I'm picking.
Oh, I
so
didn't see that.
This week, fuck, marry, kill Dory, Nemo, or Sandy the squirrel.
What? Nemo's a first. Child.
He is. It's weird. He's grown now.
My instant kill is Nemo.
Yeah. Kind of killed Nemo. That's too weird.
This is easy. I'm killing Nemo. I'm marrying Sandy the squirrel, and I'm kissing Dory because she won't remember it.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe you all murdered Nemo.
He's a child.
All the trouble to find him.
It's just too creepy.
That's a little creepy.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to kill Sandy the squirrel. She's so annoying.
What?
Her accent pisses me off always. And she's always like pushing SpongeBob to do stuff like go on worms and stuff.
Go on worms.
So I'm going to kill Sandy and I'll be SpongeBob's new friend. And then I will marry Nemo because he's grown up now and adorable. Excuse me. And then Dory, I'm going to kiss because I love Dory. But I can't deal with the memory issues. I'll get really frustrated.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
One of 50 first dates for this one.
Yeah.
Did everyone go already?
I didn't go yet.
Go.
I would kill Nemo because unspoken reasons. Sandy the squirrel, I think I would kiss. We'd go at it squirrel style. And Dory, I would marry because she's so fun and like funny. I feel like she'd be fun. You just have her in a bowl in like my room and just be like, hey, Dory. She'd be like, hi, what's up? You know, it'd be nice to have her around. Smile every day.
All right. Well, that went unexpectedly. I thought everyone would love Nemo. No. I love Nemo.
I mean, I do too, but not for FMK.
All right. Well, we've been rereading ACOTAR, Court of Thorns and Roses by Sarah J. Maas. And this week, Natasha and I read chapters 30 and 31. So we're going to move into chapter chat.
Halfway through, Paul remembered to move.
Yeah, I was just listening to it. I was like analyzing the music. I was like, that's pretty cool. And then I realized I was supposed to dance.
It's our friend Cole did it.
All right. So
Christine has like a sentence.
Because I thought chapter. These were kind of like nothing chapters again. I'm waiting for some lore to come my way. And these were like Farah. I mean, I liked chapter 30 more than the previous chapter because we just talked about how Nesta, I was saying how I think she knows, and someone in the chat had said that she does know. About what actually happened to Feyre, and then it's confirmed like in this next chapter. So like a page later it was like, yeah, Nesta knows.
Yeah.
So she kind of confronts Feyre about knowing and how the magic didn't work on her, and she felt like she was going crazy because all of a sudden her dad and her sister weren't mourning the loss of Feyre anymore. Mm-hmm. And they were all happy-go-lucky again, and she went all the way to the wall. She didn't go and her carriage broke down. Like, Nesta went all the way to the wall looking for Feyre, and she couldn't get through the wall because she didn't know how.
Which, yeah,
like, made me really happy.
Yeah, and I mean, she didn't go about it in a very nice way, in her, like, Nesta way.
Yeah.
But she also, like, Nesta, like, she asked, she's like, okay, well, obviously, you weren't at this made-up Aunt Ripley's house. Where were you? And then Feyre tells her everything, and so at least she now has a confidant. Yeah. And then Nesta asked her to paint.
She asked her to teach her how to paint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's that was chapter really 30. Nice.
For Nesta, that was like a really great bonding scene. I remember the first time I read this, I was like, ew, Nesta's being such a bitch still. But now that I like have more of a feel for who she is and who she will be, I was like, oh, look at her being nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So yeah, chapter 30 was fine. And then you want to talk about chapter 31?
Yeah. So chapter 31, basically, we find out that the name that Feyre gave Rhysand.
Oh, yeah. Claire Banter or something.
Claire something. We find out that better. her entire family perished in a house fire.
The night that Feyre left.
Yeah, the night that Feyre left. Like, the day before Feyre got back, or 2 days before Feyre got back.
I love how Feyre's like, that could have been us. Like, that would have been us. Like, she thinks that they don't know that she was lying. It's a message. They know that Claire Better wasn't her. Like, Rhysand couldn't look into her mind and know that she was lying. That was ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe that was his way of protecting her. Because I remember, the first time reading this, I was like, Rhysand? Excuse me?
Yeah. Well, the first time reading this, I didn't know Rhysand was going to be good.
Yeah. I know Alex, the other day, I was watching this TikTok, and he's like, oh, I love that, like, cap cut thing. Because it was like a, what's it called? On CapCut, they use this.
You're talking about
Yeah, whatever. It was just, you know, like, you know how you can like put like a, use like a cap cut thing and then you can like make it for your niche, whatever. It was a TikTok about Resan. He's like, oh, let me look at it. And then I'm like, you're not going to understand this. And then he's like, oh, no, I get it because I've been editing, so I understand. Resan's the bad guy who was like trying to tear into her mind, right? I was like, yes, but...
Spoilers, he's the love interest.
Yeah, so we find out about Claire's family. And basically that just sets her on the path to be like, okay, gotta go, guys. Please take care of yourself. Go across the ocean to the continent if you need to save yourself. But I'm out of here. I'm going back and seeing like what's been going down and if Tamlin's okay.
To save Tamlin. Yeah, she has this feeling that Tamlin's in trouble. And the blight is spreading. And so Nessa's like, we're fine. Go save him. And Nessa talks about how she's so mad at her dad because he let their mom die. And she's like, what are you talking about? He loved her. And she said that if your loved one was sick, you'd go to the ends of the earth to find a cure. And dad didn't do anything. And so it was like, I don't know. I feel like their relationship with him evolves by the end of it. But in that moment, she's still holding a lot of anger toward their father.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So that was interesting. She goes back to the manor. She crosses the wall. She finds the gate to get through it. And it's destroyed. Like, it looks like an army ran through there. So that's also interesting. I'm like, how many people actually went in there? Was it just, like, magic destruction, maybe? Perhaps.
I don't know. But she also, Feyre also wants to tell Tamlin that she loves him.
Oh, yeah.
A little
yeah.
too late, Feyre.
It's just too little too late. Yeah, and that's chapter 30 and 31. Maybe the next chapter will finally go under the mountain.
I think it's a journey to the mountain.
How does she get there? What? I just don't understand how Feyre gets to the mountain unless she's kidnapped. I thought she was kidnapped. I was waiting for her to be kidnapped this whole time.
Me too. All right.
So that's our show today, y'all. That was our brother's special. We hope you enjoyed it. I know it's a little scattered, but I think it was ultimately a fun time. and if you're not following this show yet, please do follow it on your favorite podcast listening app for free, and subscribe on the YouTube channel so you get the visual version for free every week. Please share your feedback. Leave us a comment on the YouTube channel. Leave us a comment on our Instagram. We're on Instagram at Those Forking Fangirls. And then, of course, we have our Patreon. We're about to go record Fangirl Tea Time for this week. We're going to be talking about something you learned the hard way this week, which we've been trying to talk about for the last 2 weeks. This week, we're actually doing it. So that should be fun. And we do deeper topics there every single week. And if you want access to that, you can hit up our Patreon, patreon.com/thoseforkingfangirls. Three different tiers. And you can get Fangirl Tea Time every week for the $5 tier. So thank you so much for joining us. We release episodes every Friday. Our podcast is edited by Alex Polis and Jake Needham. That's Alex. and the music is by Cole Jenkins with vocals by Heather Traska. Thank you all so much for joining us, and we will see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye. It's Sherman Swell. Have a great day.